Okie dokie. Welcome back to the Surfing Analysis Podcast. I'm Liam.
I'm Dan.
We are brought to you by the Beach House Physio. Bracken down on the Gold Coast can look after you down there. He's working out of Hold Your Own Gym down at Burley.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big powerlifting gym. I went and had a look down there. Looks pretty good.
Pretty legit.
Yeah, he's doing some good stuff. You can find him on Instagram under Beach House Physio as well. So,
Beach House Physio.
First up, what have we been up to, Dan?
Well, you went to America first.
Yep. I went to the States.
You went up
late July.
Yes. You were staying sort of like up Malibu way, yes?
Yeah, I went over to the Hamptons, actually.
Oh, New York as well,
yeah,
yes.
For a big family get-together. And then after that, we came back over to LA, and I got to surf some Malibu for 4 days. It was bloody awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, it turned up. First day was about 3 to 4, no wind. And then over the weekend, 2 2-footer days. And then on the Monday, it was about 4 to 5. Not many people out.
That's all right. Especially for Malibu.
Yeah, well, I was brought me board, but I wasn't too certain how good it would be.
Mm.
It was bloody awesome.
Mm. Yeah, there's some good waves there when there's some swell. It was pretty good when we went over.
Yeah, and so you went over as well. When did you go?
We went over just recently for the Surf Relic, longboard, the new longboard tour that's been brought out.
Yep.
And Kat went in that, and she unfortunately got knocked out in the second round, but, you know, the surf was pumping, and we had a really good time over there, and every single day the surf was that good, so, like, we can't complain too much, and here it was flat, so.
Here it was bloody rubbish.
Yeah.
And so you were getting good waves, so.
It was good, and good food, and good friends, it was good.
And then I wanted to say, why haven't we done a podcast in about 2 months?
Because of this overseas.
Yeah, going overseas a bit.
Fiascos.
And then Chiapu was coming up, and really didn't really give a shit because that was crap.
So we're pretty much going to do like a quick overview of Chopes, and also then we're going to get into the surf ranch.
And then finish up with a quick look at France.
Which starts today, actually tonight at 5 o'clock, and I'm pretty frothing because there should be some waves for the first day, and then it looks like it's getting small. And then I reckon they'll hold it off for a week and then hold it
when
it gets
next
better.
Swell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're recording this on the Wednesday, so yeah.
Oh.
Okie dokie, let's go straight into Chiapu.
Yes, well,
dog shit.
Yeah, the surface, it didn't sort of live up to what Chiapu is.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a 3 to 4 foot left-hand, I suppose, like, you know, it's better. Dog shit for Chopes, but better than what I've got surf here.
And the shape of it wasn't right either. I don't know whether it was the swell direction or I think it was the swell direction.
They just got dogged with the wrong swells and the wrong, like, even the wrong winds and stuff. They were sort of like sideshore winds.
They seem like they're coming across a bit.
It'd get cleaner as it gets further in, and it was so small that it was sort of, but guys were like lifting, like they were full on doing like crazy turns under dry reef.
Yeah.
Like, and that shit's sharp.
Yeah, it's sharp. As you can tell from that, that lass got a head cut up.
Yeah.
A few guys have died out there and whatnot, so.
It's not to be, like, messed with, even if
it's, even if it's not big. Well, the girl, she got done on, like, looked like a 3 foot day or something.
Yeah.
Leading into it, we were hoping to see, like, can Toledo answer some of those questions about how we're going big.
In bigger waves.
So yeah, we didn't really get to find out.
Hasn't been answered.
No, maybe a pipe.
But, you know, I did see him get an absolute stonker like he posted before the event.
Yep.
He didn't actually come out of that thing, though.
Yeah.
But he got some
reef wins.
He was still going for it. But, hopefully see next year.
Yeah, or I'm hoping pipe.
Pipe
if it's big. No, none of this backdoor shit. Going proper pipe. Yep. We'll get a look at him.
But yeah, in the swing of things, Gabriel Medina took her out.
Yep, Gabby on the lefts.
That's two finals in a row there in a couple of years. Maybe three finals.
Yeah, he's had some good showings before when those semis and whatnot.
Yeah, Kelly, no, sorry,
14
it was a semi
was
and
a big
two finals.
One.
Yeah. But yeah, that's insane, and he. like he was behind that whole heat, like Owen.
Oh yeah, Owen in the final.
Yeah. He pretty much he went the wrong way. He went the way before it, and then turned around. Gabriel came out of like a real good barrel, and nice turns.
But seeing it, like he couldn't have picked where the second one was.
No, he thought
he thought he picked the bigger wave.
He thought he had to go anyway,
and we probably did have to go, and then bloody second wave ended up being the one. So unlucky to Owen. Would have been awesome if he bloody won.
Yeah, but you know, he surfed really good in that event. Gabriel surfed good in that event. Even Felipe, you know, because it wasn't like what wasn't big, and the questions didn't get answered, but he made it to the semis.
Yes.
You know,
I'm happy for Owen that it wasn't too big, because I don't want him to get a bloody another concussion. So I was quite happy about that. Julian. He got knocked out round two, so that's a big.
He got knocked by a wild card, and he only caught one wave. Like it was really shitty conditions on those heats, to tell you the truth as well. But he should have caught another wave. All he needed was like a two.
Yeah,
he could have just stood up.
The guy's name. The guy's name was Tikanui Smith. So good on him. He got a big scout. Not good for Julian, for the title race.
No.
Which is a shame.
But yeah, he sort of, you know, as we'll talk later, he came back a little bit in that last event. But the other guys that are above him went even better. So
yeah,
sort of hard for him now.
Yeah, definitely. Wilco surfing pretty good.
Yeah, but he got downed in the second round. But he was surfing that good. Like any other heat, he would have won.
Yeah.
So it's pretty disappointing for him, because he's on 35th on the rankings or something.
Yeah, he's
not backing it up with good QS.
Yeah,
results.
He's having trouble.
I don't think he's going to re-qualify unless he has a blinder these couple of events here, which he can.
Yeah,
you
never know. Maybe the WSL might pick him one of those spare spots. They sometimes do.
I don't know.
He's a pretty big name.
Yeah.
But who knows?
We'll see.
Anyway, yeah, pretty disappointing event, worst event of the season, and it's a shame, because it's one of the few lefts we have. So it would have been good if it was firing
for
all the goofies and see the guys on their back end.
But you did see like a lot of goofies surf pretty well on that event. So.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Surf Ranch.
Surf Ranches.
Yeah.
The new surf competition.
Yes. So
the new style of like judging, the new way it's kind of like a 3-man heat, but they sort of surf, you know, the 6 waves.
Yeah.
You know, each surf the 6 waves, and you know, top left, top right scored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a heat. It's like a.
It's
just whoever scores the most out of the top 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get into the they choose the top 8 out of them, and then they go do the 6 waves again.
Yeah, well, it's like the runs they have on snowboarding and stuff. It's similar.
Yeah, that's good. It's like snowboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite good. You get to see, oh, well, he's pulled a big score. Let's see what the other guys can do.
Yeah, and it's throat and mouth stuff, because they have to pull everything. Like if they're on a beach break and there's really consistent waves, they can sort of get a lot of attempts if they don't pull something. But this sort of really shows who's like so consistent with those bigger moves.
Yeah.
Because it was obviously the bigger move is that won the event.
Well, I think the good thing is that rather than giving them, say, 2 rights and 2 lefts, they gave them 3. So guys have, you know, you have more opportunity to go for it, because, you know, you can get a backup score later on, or your likelihood of landing some of those big maneuvers. You know, if you got 3 attempts on each side, it's more likely you're going to land them. So they're going to go for them.
Yeah, but then, you know, they're holding back a lot. That you could see that everyone held back a lot.
At the beginning,
and then at the, well, not even to, up until the final, but then it got to the final and they're like, well, if I'm going to win this thing, I've got to go for it. I'm going to have to go all out, because this guy just did 3 airs on one wave.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no other way to beat that.
You have to do it. Yeah, you have to beat his score.
Yeah, you have to do it.
So you got to go for it. I think
it's just like in the snowboarding when they, you know, Sean White started doing the fucking triple corks. One else could do it.
Yeah.
And he has just won every event because he just pulls it out. Yeah. So everyone has to pull it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to be left behind in the progression.
If you're just doing, like, moderate waves, well, you'll get somewhere moderate in the 34, but that's not going to get you through. The whole goal is you need to be in the top eight to get
through.
But
that's only on this wave. Like, you look at, and then you look at, like, actual surfing. It gets to, like, a real heavy beat, a heavy, like, barreling wave, like Pipeline or something, you know, that's when it's, you know, and guys that can't do any of that stuff can barrel ride to the shit house. Surfing's a big thing that, you know, you might be good at this one thing, but there's always going to be a guy better at you a certain thing.
Yes.
It's the guys that are well-rounded that win the world titles because they surf everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, reason why a guy, like, a good example is a Jack Robinson.
Mm.
He can barrel ride like no one's business.
Well, you see,
but when he comes to other assets of the surfing game, he's not up to standard. Well, he doesn't always get the results you need.
That's right. You're like, you don't see him at Huntington doing really well. You see him at the Pipeline and Invitational events.
Padang.
Yeah, those sort of places.
Yeah, you see him doing well there. So you need to be well rounded.
That's right.
I will say, quick overview. I was hating the whole surf ranch. I was hating it all.
Before it, yeah.
Big time, shitting on it. Big time.
I'm pretty sure you were doing it in the podcast.
Yeah. I was hating on it.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. I found it was more like 3 foot rather than say a 2.5.
And it's perfect every way.
And it was good. Yeah, I was really impressed with the left. Had good size, and but I was like,
it sucks and then the that right it has the barrel. Three times.
Yes. So there's definitely a difference between the right and the left.
Absolutely difference because the left doesn't barrel 3 times.
Yes. So, which I do like. Mate, there's a variation to it. You can
do
more
different turns on the left.
Yeah.
I saw Goofy Footers do different turns than any of the right guys have done on the right.
Yep.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
Like, blowouts like that. But on the right, I don't think it allows you to do it because it's going too fast. It's hit, but that left, it sort of can, maybe it doesn't slow down through the middle of the thing, but you know what I mean? It's sort of...
It was more wally the whole way. The whole way.
Yeah, that's right.
They were also doing, you do your right and then you do your left. And they were saying that the athletes were burning out their legs pretty good. So I'm not sure I don't know whether I feel it's a good or a bad thing.
Hmm.
But you don't need to do a right and then a left. Maybe if they want to make sure that they're fresh for every run, just do a right. Throw in another competitor or two, let them recover, and then go do their left. So I'm not sure what they're going to do later on, whether they're going to change it. Who knows?
And I saw a lot of the guys, they were switching the boards in between the right and the left.
Like,
they'd surf a different board to the to the one they'd surf on the left. And
That's good. That's interesting.
It's interesting on what, you know, dimensions they must have it on. Like maybe that rail's a bit more, you know, it's got a bit more cut on it.
Yeah.
It just all depends.
Yeah. Well, one side, they're probably doing a shit ton of snaps. Isn't always suited for the barrel riding.
On that side,
and the bigger turns and then doing the air. That's so.
Right. Yeah, true.
So Gabrielle took it out.
Then you got
Toledo. Fuck, he was good.
Then you got Toledo came in second.
With the 9.8.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a 10. I know they're leaving room, but... Really, for the first big event there.
Toledo have won?
Oh. I don't know. I'd have to check the things. I don't know. It would give him a... Oh, no, 20? I don't think he would.
Because I think...
I think Medina won by a bit more than that. I think maybe. That
obviously Toledo got the highest wave score.
Yeah.
On the right.
Yeah.
But I think that Medina was more rounded on both waves.
That was the difference.
Yeah.
You could see the difference between basically Medina and nearly everybody was he's a complete surfer, and he demonstrated that. This is the whole thing that, you know, there's too many rights on the tour. We're not like, shouldn't be, you're the best right-hand surfer because half of surfing is going left-hand.
Yeah.
So he pretty much showed how complete he is. Medina's... Jeez, he's the best all-rounded surfer in the league.
Well, yeah, and the other guys that you can see that are obviously all-rounded that made it up high was Owen Wright.
Yep.
Julian.
What's it? Poopo.
Poopo, well, he's smooth as fuck, man. Yeah. He's going to be surfing good no matter what. Like, yeah. He gets dogged a lot in the normal contest because he's so smooth, because yeah. they think it's, you know, not...
It doesn't look... It looks effortless, and they're not paying effortless anymore.
He hit it in the right sections there that made it just look crisp and beautiful, so it was just fucking... Yeah, that's why he's getting high scores. And he's a good surfer.
Very good. Okay, yeah, Toledo, what do we think? His air game is so consistent.
Bro, he's going to be... Once again... Still going to be, like, even though Gabriel Medina has won this next France and Portugal... Yep. He's still going to be a massive contender at those two breaks.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much, the dude's probably going to get the highest score of the event. It's like, probably.
His success rate on airs is so high. Yeah. Like, Gabriel's good too, but he's not, he can't land his airs as often as Toledo can. Nobody can. Well,
that's another thing that, you know, would they think that Toledo is... that good, like, that the better way out of the two of them if they surf more lefts on tour. Because Gabriel, when it comes
if they
to lefts,
surfed more lefts, Gabriel would be beating him.
Yeah, because he can do some serious boosts.
Because, yeah, Gabriel, when he's doing the boosts, often they're on right-handers, so he's backhand.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
because maybe if they were doing them on lefts, he'd be the more consistent guy.
Yeah, just go look up some of his videos, you'll see.
Yeah, but videos are edited. You only put in the ones.
Yeah, the ones.
You only need to land a couple.
That's true.
The rest can be done.
Toledo's more consistent.
Yeah. So Wilson, what do you think?
Wilson's like doing good. Like, he's got like some good results this year, and then he has, you know, obviously the bad result at Tahiti.
Yeah.
Really blew things, but you know, if he got a good result there. He'd be right up there again.
What about Surf Ranch? What do you think of his performance?
Oh, he was one of the only guys that could compete with those guys. If he landed some of the shit he was trying in the final.
He's trying to do the switch stance
big,
one.
Big
a couple
spin.
On the, yeah, that was badass.
Dude, if he lands that, he could have won.
So that was lefties. He's trying that on lefties.
Yeah, and
lefties.
That was huge boost.
Yeah, and then he's doing the straight boosts as well.
Yeah, that's
did
slow.
One of the biggest ones in the final.
Yeah, on the right. He got underscored on that motherfucker.
Look, fuck, it was sick.
Yeah, oh, bro, when guys can get a Slater and that got 8 barrel for just 8.5 or whatever
for
it was for
just
barrels,
barrels,
and he's getting barreled, doing heaps of turns, and then doing a fucking 6 foot slob air, something's going on.
It's
a bit fucked.
Yeah, anybody can get barreled in there, you know, and you can probably get barreled a bit deeper,
well,
a bit more
towards the end
consistent
there,
when you, when it's your park and you've been doing it. So much.
Got towards the end there, and all of them started doing it because, like, they can't just see another barrel at the end there and turn. They've got to amp up the...
You got to score the airs. With Wilson, yeah, he was surfing the waves a lot differently, especially, well, both of them. Like, he's doing the big setup, lots of pumps for a long time,
and then
getting
huge.
Smooth,
yeah.
then going huge.
But he stacked
which
it.
Was a, yeah, different approach. Everybody else was pretty much... filling the wave with turns, some barrels, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end or even by... Okay, they do that. They're filling the whole wave and then they go to the air. Mm. He would do a little bit at the beginning and then he would be setting up for ages. So I don't know whether he was intentionally doing it or maybe whether he needs to do that to hit the air. So
maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But he was going big, so like...
Maybe he was just trying to get that huge score. So he's like, all
right,
I'll pump.
That's right. And it didn't come off for him, but he still made the final, and that's pretty legit. Still, and you know,
yeah.
And you know, in these next couple of events, he's beaten Gabriel Medina in the year before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know, those two are fucking big in the next two events in France and Portugal.
Any other guys you want to speak about? Kolohe.
Kolohe got dogged.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It was
preliminary
ripping.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it was ripping. He should have got finals for sure.
Yeah.
It was ripping and doing crazy full routes to the friggin' flats. And then also other people of worthy note were probably like Kanoa Iragashi.
Yeah.
And Griffin Colapinto. Both them guys were shredding and they did a very similar airs at the very beginning of the wave. Like
they were starting to do that.
They started off the progression at the start of the wave.
Yes.
And
that was sick.
And it was sick.
You got to put, they're like, if they can get that first air in
and
then carry on, the amount of pressure you put on the next guys, because next guys can, if they land that, next guys come, well, they can't simply just go barrel riding at the beginning. You're not going to get the points.
Yeah.
You got to go big at the first section, which is badass.
And during the lower heats, I suppose, there was some guys that stood out, but they sort of didn't do really well on both sides. They only did on one side.
Yeah.
Like, also, Conor O'Leary, like Wilco, like Italo.
Yep.
They didn't just do as good on the other side.
Yep.
That's all it was.
I'll bring up a couple of stats. I went through some of the results for Surf Ranch, and what did I notice? I noticed in the final, only two guys scored higher on their lefts. That was Pupo and the eventual winner, Medina. Pupo actually bombed all of his rights, so, you know, whether he would have gotten higher in the right, we don't know. But it seemed to show that a lot of the guys at the top, they're a lot better going right than they are left.
Which is the same majority of those guys are natural footers.
That is true, but a lot of the lefties can surf backhand.
Really good.
Really good. Where I think a lot of the... my phone's gone. I think a lot of the natural guys aren't as good on their backhand. Anyway, I'd like to see more lefts on the tour.
Well, it's on again next year.
Yeah, it is.
And fucking, there's going to be way more high performance. Yeah. I think it's going to get lift because they're going to be surfing it on and off during the year. Like, they will be.
Well, I really liked it because the progression is, you can see, all right, the progression's going to go, like, they didn't award Toledo the 10 for 3 years, this thing. When they go back there, like, next year, like, the level that to get a 10 is going to be even, like, much higher again. Yeah,
it's going
to
be crazy, like, three crazy airs.
Yep.
And a hell sick couple of turns. Yep. Or, like, two crazy airs barrel and, like, a fucking backflip.
Yeah, yeah. I think the variation on the airs is going to be, like, madness.
But apparently...
Because if everybody's starting to land air reverses, this becomes, like, a normal thing.
Mm.
And so then they're going to go, well, what more can you do?
Well, they might.
So then they're going to try crazy ones, big rodeos and shit.
Exactly. You know, we'll see how it goes. And it's a prototype too, because it can only get better. And
yeah, they can. Who knows? And maybe they make one which could be 4 foot.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be bloody sick.
And with a section at the end.
Yeah. Back to the stats. Yeah, so what was the other one? Oh, Medina. So Medina won the final, but he also won the qualifying. So pretty much showed how consistent he is.
Yeah.
His qualifying score for the two waves, that would have won him the final. So he had the two highest two-wave scores out of the whole comp.
Oh, he's on a roll. He's on a roll, man. Winning events, confidence.
Yeah, that's good. He's very complete. The other one is, I only checked the first top four wave scores, and the top four was Toledo with the 9.8, then Medina had the second highest, Toledo, Medina, and I actually think they might have the top six. So you can really see those two guys are the guys who, you know, are getting the real good scores. So we were saying going in, Toledo's going to be hard to beat in Medina, and it seems panned out pretty much like that.
No, well, we knew that they were both complete surfers in that sort of wave.
Yeah.
They're gonna do good. And the other guys that did good, obviously the same thing.
Yeah, you know? Igarashi, good at airs.
Geordie Smith.
Zeet's got in there, bombed the final, but he's good. Yeah, yeah. These are good. It's a good comp for these guys.
Well, he ripped at 8.5 off turn, so that's pretty good.
He's pretty badass.
Yeah. Should we get on to France?
Yeah, so quick look at Quickie France. Starts today.
It's going to be hopefully good.
It's going to be good, yeah. I've been looking at some of the videos of how do I pronounce the Hoss?
Hossiger.
Yeah. Man, fuck, it looks sick. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's one of the best beach breaks in the world when it's on.
Yeah.
Like, all the beaches around France. Like, they've been posting heaps of clips. I've seen, like, Geordie Smith surfing shorties.
Yep.
I've seen Chloe and Dino getting just tubed off his nut on a pretty solid one.
Yep.
Yeah, there's waves. So they're going to, hopefully, they might surf this first day and then hold off for the better conditions.
For better swells.
Yeah. I know I want to watch it every day, but I don't want to wait for a week, but
no,
if it's going to be good, I'd rather wait.
And the time's good too. Like, it's going to be 3:30 35, somewhere between in the Arvo. Late Arvo start. So,
come home.
Yeah. I'll be watching this shit all night. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I was watching some of the footage from like the winter swells.
Mm.
Man, fuck, it gets big there.
And it gets cold.
Oh, would be, yeah. So fucking cold. The Atlantic.
Yeah, so cold, man.
We love it.
You're in booties and shit. Probably not booties, but four mils.
I did think of something, but I'll leave it till later. With this event, we had a look. So Quicksilver's chucked Mikey's back in there.
Mikey's in there.
He's still been getting in these comps.
Yeah.
Oh, which I'm all for.
He's beating dudes, man. That's fine. Yeah. He even did pretty good in that surf ranch thing. So.
We'll speak about the rankings at the end.
He's still top 10.
So he's in there, and then, so what was the event? The QS 10,000.
Ryan
Callahan.
Yeah, won that one.
Aresia. Yeah, Aresia.
I hope that's how it's spelled, but yeah, that's how I pronounce it. It was like a right-hander.
Yeah.
And he won on his backhand, and he was ripping, and he's
going to be back
a tour event after dropping off the tour a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah.
Last year or the year before.
Yeah.
And he rips, and since he's won that, he's probably going to be pretty high placed on the QS now. So
I think he took down Medina in the semi.
Yeah.
He's surfing.
He's against Medina in
oh really?
The first heat of this one.
Oh
yeah.
And then the other guy got in there is
Jordan Cousineau.
Yeah, Cousineau.
He's the top ranked European guy on the QS.
Yeah.
So that's why he's in there. And he rips. He should.
Yeah, because Joanne Giroux's on the tour. What was the other one? There's another one. Yeah, there's some other French guys, but they're on the CT.
Jeremy Flores and everyone.
But yeah, he's the top.
Like, they could have probably had another guy.
Yep.
Lacamaire, I think it is. But
yeah, Lacamaire. He's been around for a bit.
But he's lower placed than this
Cousineau. Yeah, so he gets a shot. Yeah. So that'll be good.
And it's his first shot, and Cousineau, I heard him saying something like, I hope it's not his first taste, he wants more.
Really? He's keen.
Yeah. So whoever's got him in the heat, you know, he surfs there all the time, it's going to be a hard one to beat there.
Yeah, well, locals. Some of the French guys.
When it's barreling.
They're going to be surfing good in this kind.
And it usually barrels there.
Yeah.
It means that they know what they're doing there.
So yeah, big time.
It's good.
So some of the matchups. Round one, we got Berez, Colomer Pinto, and Mendez.
It's going to be a sick
heat. That's going to be good, eh?
Yeah, good heat. I like that heat. And then the other good
matchups. Igarashi versus Emrod and Paddy Gudauskas.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's another good one.
Like all the other ones that we saw, thought it was one-sided.
Yeah, I wasn't blown away. And there was the other one, Callahan, because he came off winning that other event.
And beating Medina.
And then Hermes, Tommy.
And Medina in that
and
last
And Medina,
one.
Yeah.
But Hermes
is... I think it'll be interesting to see how Callahan goes, but Hermes is... Oh, man.
He's had a shot.
He's dog shit.
He's dog shit.
Sorry. Tommy's not dog shit. He's just... he's struggling with his first year on... No, he's way further down than that.
Yeah, so Mikey's now out of the...
top 10.
Top 10-ers.
Yeah, so moving on to rankings. Cool. Yeah, I was looking at some of these. So Mikey's on 22,000,
mm-hmm.
and I had a look at what the cutoff was. It's about 22,000. So, but he's got this event to surf, so he's pretty much in the CT next year.
Yeah, and he's pretty high on the QS. So
yeah. He was about 13th or something.
Yeah, he's backing up with that.
So yeah, now let's go over the big guys. What have we got?
So, big guys, got Felipe.
Toledo.
Yeah.
What's he on? 49,000 points.
Yeah, so they're really close, him and Medina. So it's going to be a bit of a tussle.
Yeah, Medina really caught up quite a bit. So he's 45,000, only a couple off. So. And then there's a huge jump to poor Julian. He's back at third at 37.
So Jules wants them to crash out early and him to go all the way.
Yeah, if he gets a good result here, it can bring him back up.
Yeah,
within striking distance.
Italo wants to do the same thing because he has had two event wins this year as well as the same dudes, but he just hasn't had as many consistent results as Julian.
He's on 31,000, so that's another big jump.
Yeah,
and then you start getting the other guys. Who we got? Owens fifth. Owen,
Jordy.
Yep. Wade.
Wade's had a hell year.
Rookie of the year. Absolutely. 26,000.
Yeah, he rips. Kolohe.
That's good. Good on him.
Cunt should be higher. I like him. Cunt should be higher because he got dogged. Anyway.
Kanoa's ninth. This is top ten. This is looking good.
Ripping this year.
He's getting a lot better.
Yeah.
And Berez is a tenth.
Berez is always power, man. Look at his results. He always gets up there usually, you know. He's got 125th. Some of these other guys got bigger, more 25ths, but they got some, you know, some better scores there.
Well, what about up the top?
Yeah, so, all good, really.
Look at this. Toledo's worst score this year is a 13th.
Yeah, well, they can drop 1/13th as well, these guys. So
he doesn't have any ninths either.
Yeah.
So it's 13th, and then it's a 5th. Yeah. Like, that's fucking good.
But yeah.
Medina's got a 9th in there. The other thing I did want to say about the QS rankings, you know who's leading them?
Who?
I'll give you one guess.
Is it Kanoa?
Yeah, Kanoa. Yeah. Oh, what have I got back? Yeah. It's Kanoa. So Kanoa's doing what he does every year because he's making sure he's got a safety net.
Mate, he's leading because he done a couple of events over in Australia, did pretty good.
Yep.
He won the US Open.
Yep.
Which is the richest QS prize purse.
Yep.
He's fucking killing it, man.
I'll just bring up these QS because it's quite good to see who's coming in. So Callahan with that 10,000 win. Now.
Yeah.
Now he's up at second, so that's good.
Yeah.
Colapinto's third.
Yeah.
Really, there's a couple of guys who are going to qualify, and then,
yeah.
So who we got? Jordan is in number 8 at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's looking like he might be, CT. It's very looking like he's going to be on the CT.
Leonardo's back up there.
Yeah, Leonardo's going to get a spot. And look, Mikey's on 12th.
Ethan.
So he could, and Ethan, yeah, Ethan is back in it.
Go Callahan, he's good.
Looks like Mikey. Even if he does well in some of these QS, like what's the QS one? Are they both QS? The Hawaiian Pro and the
He's going to be doing.
Yeah, so he could qualify, bloody through his QS.
Two of them
as well as through
two of them
the
are 10,000s.
Yeah, they're both 10,000s, aren't they?
Yeah, Haleiwa and Sunset.
Haleiwa, yeah, and then the Sunset one.
But the Triple Crown's like all three in the pipeline. So
it's Haleiwa, Sunset, and then Pipe.
Yeah, but mostly only the pros win that one because only the CT guys win that one because a lot of them do fairly well in those first two events and then they get to surf Pipe.
Yeah. Anyway, the guys who don't get into Pipe,
they're
at a disadvantage.
But people have won through just those two events because they've won Haleiwa and then gone really good at Sunset.
Did Colapinto get in on Pipe last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And he won the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, being invited to go in the third event's really going to count.
Well, he wasn't invited. He was in there.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for
We're done it, Megan!
For this one. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got 4 subscribers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we're pushing for 6 by the end of the French.
See, we're sort of trying this, so we're going to sort of as we go along, we're going to try and get better with like more
better audio, some good video,
some more interactive stuff, you know, like have a bit of a, you know, stuff that you guys can sort of relate to and, you know,
have a
and stuff that we're talking about, you can have a look at and so
we're doing
tune in
stuff.
Soon. We're just trying to try this out for the moment, you know, get our name out there a little bit, but yeah.
And so yeah, we'll be back after the France event.
Which should be like 2
finishes.
Weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
Yeah. But, please subscribe if you've gone on there. And, thanks for watching.
Cool. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
That's if I can find the off button. Where is this thing?
No off button.
Here we go. Oh.